Blog Talk Radio. Power, life, and death is in the tongue. You don't think you made it where you want to be? Don't say I'm not where I want to be. Say I'm on my way to where I want to be. You know what I mean? That little tweak, that little tweak in the words will have you where you want to be moving to what you need to be moving towards. I'm trying to tell you, y'all. Power of life and death is in the tongue. All right. My Wednesday was beautiful, Therese. I had a little hiccup at the end of the day. Nothing real crazy. Just problems being problems. But you know me, I'm gonna deal with it. And we're going to talk about it, then we're going to move right along. You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm thankful for that. Today was beautiful as well. I'm so glad when somebody tell Mother Nature that it's May and not March, you know. Girlfriend got her days mixed up, man, because it's time for us to be, you know, almost wearing shorts, you know, at least short sleeves, you know what I'm saying? I can't even wear my short sleeves yet. And they've given me my spring and summer editions of my work shirts. And, geez, I can't even take them out the bag yet. It's just been too cold. It's been cold, man. I'm like, dang, you know? Why the winter always, when it's time for the summer to leave, does the summer stick around like this, Treece, or is it just me? Am I losing my mind?
The summer stick around sometimes. Sometimes the summer stick around, but not like this.
And the Bama's on the news. I'm telling you, man, I used to enjoy waking up, hearing the weather and traffic, you know, together in 7 minutes, as they say, every 7 minutes. But it's like, okay, for example, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week is supposed to be beautiful. It's supposed to be almost 80. The temperature is going to touch 76 or higher, right? They skipped Monday and Tuesday and talked about Thursday when it's about to rain. And I'm like, give us the good days first, man. You know, let me know that when the weather's going to be right. So, you know, yeah, man, I need some good with that, man. I need some positive with that, you know. Now, if you're saying we're going to wait and then give the positive report last, okay. But I'm sitting there waiting, Treece. These Bamas never say nothing about the 80, almost 80 days. They still talking about possibility of rain and all this thing, man. You know what? I'm about to stop watching the news in the morning, man. I'm about to do it, Treece. I'm about to have to.
Let me tell you what you do.
What's that?
Because your brother, my husband, is the walking weather report.
right.
Okay? You want to know anything about the weather? Text him. He got you. I'm telling you,
he got you all day
and in the night. He got you.
That's what's up. Tell you the weatherman. What was that old DC weatherman name? Bob Ryan. I'm going with Bob. Nope. I'm going with Tang. There we go.
Yeah.
That's what's up. All right, y'all. On this Thursday, lovely slash Friday episode of Kale's Corner, we will take a look at the NHL playoffs. Now that these guys are in the second round, who do we think or maybe will hoist that Lord Stanley at the end of this season, at the end of this playoff? We're going to talk about the excitement of the NBA playoffs, you know, everything that's going on, you know. Hey, man, I'm telling you, this second round of the playoffs has not been disappointing. Now, last night was a little disappointing, but what happened, you know, I kind of expected Boston to come back on Philly. Now, I didn't think Boston will have a 30-point victory over Philly.
Woo!
But I did expect them to take that game, too. We're going to talk about the Memphis Grizzlies, right? And their decision to cut ties with Dylan Brooks and the way that they did it, you know? I don't know about nobody else, but I understand it's your team. You can do whatever you choose, you know. You can cut a player, sign a player, release a player, you know, put somebody in your farm system. Well, okay, I get all of that. But never should a team be as uncouth as Memphis was with their statement on releasing Dylan Brooks. We're going to go over that. We're going to talk about that. More NFL draft talk, you know. What's the one player your team picked that had you most excited, you know, either during the draft or the undrafted free agent portion of the draft? Which one? Because I'm going to tell y'all, this Washington draft, I told y'all, the grade was a D. The grade was a D, and I'm not changing it. Marcus, hey, three, real quick.
Right.
Marcus, yesterday, Marcus and I was on the phone almost 2 hours. He was sending me one by one, yes, every draft pick, every undrafted free agent, and why I should like them and why I shouldn't be so down on Washington's draft. And that was fun.
Okay.
That was fun, but Marcus is crazy. I'm trying to tell you. All right, y'all. Y'all can join Lady T and our online corner crew on Facebook Live at Tales Corner, or join Lady T, DMV, or our live in-studio family at 563-999-3782. And that's each and every Tuesday and Thursday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time Zone. Tales Corner. We're keeping it real is our only real, y'all. I'm trying to tell you, man. I'm trying to tell you. If it ain't real, we not even going to tell y'all about it. And if it's if it's falsified, trust Tree 57 or myself, DMV Kill, will let it be known, nah, that ain't what happened, bro. This is what it is, and da-da-da-da-da. So, yeah, so we have each other's back. Seriously, we all have each other's back, all right? All right, y'all, and we're going to jump into the NHL playoffs. I think I'm going to hit some little Benny, you know? 563-999-3782. Rest in peace, little Benny. Man, he's a go-go guy. I'm sorry, y'all. I got caught up. I heard a little bitty voice and I got caught up. Forgive me. All right, y'all. NHL. Shut up, please. Don't be laughing at me. NHL playoffs is the games that have been played either on TNT or ESPN. Mm-hmm. And the way it goes in the East, we have Treats. I cannot read these things. In the second round, I can't see them because they gave me the little
print. Well, tonight's game is leading. Florida's leading 1-0. Panthers versus the Maple Leafs, and the Kraken and the Stars. They're at 9:30 tonight. Seattle leads that game 1-0. And then tomorrow we have the Devils and the Hurricanes tomorrow at 8 p.m. And Vegas is leading 1-0. And the Oilers and the Golden State, and they play Saturday, May 6th at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the teams, that's playing.
We have the Golden Knights versus the Oilers. The Golden Knights are up 1-0. Seattle is leading the Kraken 1-0.
Mm-hmm.
Florida is leading the Maple Leafs 1-0. And Carolina is leading New Jersey 1-0. As soon as you start talking, that joint popped up so I could read it. Ain't nothing trip. But and I know, guys, we're not all, you know, wrapped up into hockey this season, because I mean, I'm point blank. My team isn't in it. So when I don't have a team in it, unless it's a sport that I absolutely love, like basketball or football or even baseball. When my team is not a part of the playoffs, I wait until the final two teams that are playing. And then, you know, Ted tried to get me yesterday to say who I thought would be the NBA champion. And I was like, nah, bruh, it's too early. It's still too early to determine that, you know. Who expected Chris Paul to get the injury that he got? He had. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, I'm the same way with hockey. I'm going to wait until the last two teams are standing, and then I'll make my prediction as far as who will walk away with Lord Stanley. Lady T, you got anything you want to add to that?
Listen, hockey is not one of my favorites. Because, like I always tell you guys, I don't know all of the rules yet. Like, when I learn all of the rules, then I can get more engaged to it. I've never been to a game in person, so I'm not locked in like I am. I'm more locked in on bull riding than I am in hockey. You know what I mean? So that's just where it's at for me. That's just where it's at.
I
like hockey. I just don't understand all of the offsides and all. I don't understand all of that yet.
Once I
get that down packed, then I will.
It took me a minute to get it. What is icing and if icing is a penalty, not icing, but. Why isn't the goalie penalized for melting the puck? And that means when the puck is hit towards him, he puts his glove on it and holds it right there to stop play. I'm like, why is that not?
That makes
sense. You know.
Mhm.
That makes what?
That makes sense. Like no. What makes sense when you say melting? Because if you hold it there, it'll melt. Like it'll melt. So I understand that part. So that was I understand that. I didn't at first, but now you explained it that way, so now I know what it is.
And offside is when the puck is in the scoring zone, the other team's scoring zone, and then it hit out of the zone, and then someone hits it back in the zone, if there's still players for that team in that offensive zone, their own offensive zone, then it's offside.
Okay.
You get it?
I do, so, but like, I got to see it in action first. I have to see it, and you know, I got to put – I'm a visual type learner. So you saying it to me, I get it. I do get it. Mm-hmm. But if I see it, it'll sink in more.
Yeah. And icing is when they hit the puck from one end of the rink to the other. You know what I'm saying? And go into the offensive zone. You have to pass the halfway line in order to hit the puck into the zone, and it won't be icing. If I'm standing back on the opposite side of the rink and I hit the puck all the way to the other side, that is icing. Okay.
Okay.
All right, let's take some calls. Let's take some calls. Let's go to Brother Lou.
Hello.
How do you do? What's happening?
All right. Well, I'll say one thing, though. The one thing that has been happening in the NHL playoffs is that the best team of the regular season choked in the final game of the first round. That is the Boston Bruins.
Mm-hmm.
Who would have thought that they would, cruise the regular season and then all of a sudden just crash and burn, going to Game 7, losing to a team that doesn't even deserve to be there, the Florida Panthers. They had the game in Game 7 with a minute to go, and they gave up the tying goal, and they just lost momentum from there. A total choke job. Unreal. Which also goes to prove that they are a victim of the President's Trophy curse, which happens quite often. But still, when you had a season that they had, I found it very hard to believe that they were going to actually lose in the first round. And I'm just like, well, I feel stupid now. And so a lot of other people, their brackets are destroyed.
I hate when people say, lost to a team that wasn't supposed to be there. Like, why weren't they was supposed to be there?
First of all, there's too many teams that think in the playoffs to qualify. And, you know, the Florida Panthers were the last team to qualify. They were like 40-42, you know, with a losing record going, and they beat the Bruins. I mean, you do lousy all year, and yet you're still going to beat them. I'll give them credit for doing it, but Boston just pulled up and died.
That's what I'm saying. Like when you saying they're not supposed to be there, like they were supposed to be there. They beat that team. They beat them.
Yeah.
Like just because the Bruins, everybody thought that they were supposed to beat that team. That's just us. We're not playing the game. Like, you know, they like, you ain't gonna beat us. This is Game 7. We're gonna take it to you. Period. Point blank. Like we want to be here just as much as the Bruins want to be here. Like, come on, minimizing their talent. I hate when people say that. That's just all I wanted to say. I'm sorry.
To add to that, it's kind of disrespectful to the other team. If they weren't supposed to be there, they wouldn't be.
They would,
because
that's right.
There's a lot of teams that aren't there. So the fact that these guys made it, I mean, I can understand where the term comes from. You know, when people say they weren't supposed to be there because they didn't have their spectacular regular season that people were expecting them to have. But they won enough to be there. So they're in actuality right where they are supposed to be.
Facts.
If you think about it, I can understand where Lady T is coming from.
Well, then again, there was one factor to consider, though. I mean, that their star players were getting injured and was feeling ill. And I think after that happened, especially with their star player, Patrice Bergeron, I think that might have threw him off. Because when you go into the playoffs looking to win a series, you got to stay healthy, and that includes all your players. One big player with an injury that can really throw the whole team off, and it's hard for them to recover. I mean, if if Bergeron wasn't feeling ill or injured, whatever it was, I think it might have done better.
Let me ask
you this,
Lou. Let me ask you this, just one question.
Yeah.
Do you really think the sport or sports total in general will hurt if Boston doesn't win? You know, we've seen the Patriots with their run. We've seen the Celtics and the success that they've had. We've even seen the Bruins and the success that they have had. Okay, let somebody else win, man. Let somebody else win.
If you're thinking,
they didn't throw it themselves. It was not fixed.
I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying they got beat this time. This time they were not good enough. They just weren't good enough. Good, bad, or indifference, hurt or not
maybe
hurt.
Not.
The good players playing, whatever. The team is what it is. Right. It's made up of however many players it's supposed to be. If somebody get hurt, we can't help that next man up. That's just the motto. The next man is supposed to be ready, just like that man was supposed to be ready, even if that person is an all-star. You know what I mean? Next man up. Like, they got beat. They got beat. Like, genuinely, they got beat. Nobody threw the game. Nobody gave them anything. They got beat. They just weren't good enough this year.
Yep. Yeah. Doesn't even regular season, I guess not, because, you know, they cruised the regular season and everything was, you know, in cruise control, and then all of a sudden the wheels just came right off.
The wheels off the bus come around him, man.
Well, I'll even go so far, and we're getting to the other call, but I'll even go so far as to say sometimes teams that win like that on the regular, they approach the situation with a little lackadaisical, and I'm not saying that these boys wanted to lose on purpose. All I'm saying is we can question their approach to that series. That's all I'm saying.
They underestimated that team.
Exactly. Exactly.
How about that?
00699, you're on the corner.
Hey, congratulations on your grandbaby coming.
Thank you, sir. Grandbaby,
how you doing, Grandpa? You know,
I'm smoking my cigar.
I imagine you are, yes, sir, but you were complaining about the weather, and you don't even know whether or not you was complaining about the weather. But I'm going to tell you, how would you like to hear Thursday forecast high 72, Friday high be 78, and Sunday will be 80, and then Monday will be 32 with 4 to 6 inches of snow. Yeah. How would you
That's your weather. I don't want to hear that, man. You can have that up there in Denver, where you at, the Mile High City.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, Kirby, they got beat. Hey, Kirby, real quick. How are you feeling? You sound great.
I'm feeling good. As a 76-year-old should feel good. Yeah. Sure enough. I mean, you know, I feel like I'm old enough to know better, but I'm still too young to resist.
There you go. I know that's right.
But I just had to say, he always called me jackass.
All right, Kirby. Let's take another call, man. Kirby, I just
wanted to say hi to 57 and how's Joey Porter Jr. doing this week? over there with the season.
Well, hey, Kirby,
bring 57 in.
You called his name. Come on, Huckleberry. Kirby called you out by name, man.
Yeah.
Well, what's up, everybody? How y'all doing? What's up, Kirby?
Oh, yep. Oh man!
All I gotta say is my high here is 100%. So just so y'all know, so we ain't got to argue. I don't have any idea what y'all talking about. Congratulations on the grandbaby! I'm glad your brother's gonna be like this. I don't know what this topic is today.
Kel's fixing to be a grandfather again for any minute.
That can't be the topic, though.
Hockey?
Yeah.
Oh, I already told y'all the Capitals ain't in it. I'm not really concerned. I'm really not. You know, I rooted for the Rangers. I thought I would ride with Lou and root for the Rangers, and they get their butt beat. Soon as I said that, the next night I turned on Dan. The range is out, so go with the Devils this time.
Nah, I'm telling you, man. Go with Vegas, man. Go with Vegas. I'm telling y'all, it's Vegas's time, y'all. It's their time. Seriously.
Vegas has won once before.
Well, I think they're gonna win
I want to know who's gonna win tonight with Los Angeles. Lakers and Curry. Curry will win tonight. I'm Kirby.
Kirby, I think your idea is 100% too.
You know what, Kirby? This is why
they ain't gonna be over too though.
This is why your cane is always on punishment in the corner. Because we tell you, Kirby, we ain't talking about that right now. And Kirby say, to hell with y'all. I'm 76. I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about. He always do that.
Okay.
He always do that. But
they're getting ready to put you back in the booth, Kirby.
I got to sit in the corner.
Kirby's corner. You got to sit in Kirby's corner.
So really, what was the topic? Just hockey? That was the topic? Hockey? Y'all was arguing about
hockey.
Oh, who's the should win, supposed to win? What was that all about?
If you learn how to tell time, the show starts at 3 o'clock. You know, you could have called in and then.
Ooh, Kirby, call Friday, Kirby. Call in Friday,
you
Kirby, please
Kirby,
call in Friday evening. Yeah, give him the number. Give him the number.
It's only 3 o'clock where you are, Kirby. It's 5 o'clock for us.
Okay. That's right. Well, this is a mile high state. This is a mile high state, you know. We stay high all the time, you know.
Yeah, you 2 miles high, Kirby. You 2 miles high.
Anyway,
high.
Man.
1 mile high for you. Yeah, let's bring it.
There's
on,
no
Frank.
Way that I thought Boston. It's hard to go from beginning to the end and win the title, especially in hockey, because it's so brutal out there where you're playing.
As much
as their regular season was so dynamic, once they got into the playoffs, now you're playing a team, you got to come out there and play them for 7 straight games. They done figured you out. They started to figure you out. And Boston, they nullified this. And the other team played great defense. Before you know it, they were out of it. It's hard for teams to do that. In baseball, the Yankees, the Philadelphia, and basketball, to try to lead from the beginning to the end, very few teams do it. And you can count them on your hand in either sport that's done it before.
Yeah, true. True that. True that. Let's go to Brother Tang. What's happening, Tang? Save me,
Tang.
Man. Save me, bro.
Tang.
All the family, much love and respect. How y'all doing today? What's up, big bro? Lady T, Lou, 57, Kirby. How everybody doing?
Hey, Tang.
Y'all talking about that
real
man.
Quick.
Huh?
Real quick, Tang.
Talk to me.
Kevin paid you one of the highest compliments that I've heard him pay anyone. Kevin, Hula.
Hula, my man Hula. Oh, yeah, that's my man
Hula.
Right
there. I
know you might be on here. What's up, brother? Go ahead.
I was walking Ghost this afternoon, and, you know, Hula and I, we just talking, and you know, and I was like, Tang excited about them Cowboys, man. And he said, Tang is the only sports fan that I can't argue with. He was like, man, Tang will reverse your conversation. And before you know it, you saying the same thing that Tang said. And he was like, man, that man a word wizard, man. He's a word wizard. He's like, that man was picked up on you in the hockey. You thinking he's all along with you, but all along, he baiting you into his point of view. So I thought that was tight. I thought that was tight. So I told him, I said, I'm going to tell Tang you said that, man. I got to tell him you said that. Because it was funny as a movie.
But that's what you always know, bro.
Yeah. I told him, I was like, yo, I say the same thing, man. He's the only Dallas fan that I find no pleasure in arguing with. You try to, if they lose the game, you try to say something slick to Tang, and Tang come with this explanation that a Washington fan would come up with. Tang saying it. Well, bro, I mean, our offensive line look like doo-doo. And I'm like, yo, stop saying all the best punchlines. I want to say that. And Tang beat you to it. And hey, you sitting there looking like, man, all right, you win.
I'm true to it.
Hey, look, when you go in to argue with Tang, you got to go in for the long run. Y'all ain't digging deep enough. You know, he tried to throw you off with that little sweet shit. That little sweet stuff. I'm sorry.
Tomorrow, man.
Yeah,
tomorrow
night.
My bad. I want to get it Kirby so bad.
He was trying to get me started. That's all. He wanted to get me started.
Yeah. I done seen that volcano always telling. See, y'all just hear Gemini. Y'all just know Jimmy.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't met Nye yet. Yeah, y'all just meeting Jimmy.
True.
Y'all ain't met Nye,
yeah.
The whole part of him.
Yeah.
Okay. That is true.
Hey,
you got an input with this NHL, man.
The Bruins collapse.
You're talking to Jimmy right now.
No, you ain't talking to Nat because I ain't going off.
Okay.
Hey, the Bruins, they just totally collapsed, man. I don't know what happened to them. I hear Lou, he seemed like he was riding with them, but them Bruins, man, they just collapsed. And like
they
I said from the beginning, I took the same route 57 said, but I'm still paying attention to it. And like I said, I'm still going with the Vegas mob. We'll see what the Vegas going to do tonight.
That's what's up.
Yeah,
Vegas. I mean, because you got to think about it. It makes sense to go with Vegas because they got a little bit of everybody team with them. So we can rightfully, we can jump on with them. They got everybody team with them. So.
Especially some of our players.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I will be back.
Exactly.
0533. Everybody in the playoffs, hockey, basketball, whatever. got a DC player on their team. It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah.
We might as well suck
What's
it up.
Market?
This is just a farm league for the rest of the league.
Oh my goodness.
We the farm team.
Nah, but our coach out there too?
Yeah,
Brian Trotter. Brian Trotter.
Man.
Yeah.
That's where we really messed up at when he went out there. Yes, sir. What's up, Mark?
Him and the owner couldn't get along. The owner couldn't get along. He couldn't swallow his pride for a little while. He is the boss, but he got to let his you know what hang. And when ain't nobody trying to deal with all that. So he went on and left.
That's why we're in the
Especially
situation we're in.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, Mark. Go ahead,
Mark.
What's up, Mark?
What's going on, man? It's all good, man. You know, it get jumbled up on the corner, man. That's why I just go to the other corner when there's too many people hustling on the same thing.
Damn, not messing with
I'm waving to y'all on the other side. Hey, how y'all doing?
What's
Come
up,
on
bro?
Over here with us, too. Come on over
What's
here.
Up?
Hey, man.
Yeah, it's fucking faces with... in the corner.
We looking up the block, asking where the dough at, bro.
All right, hey, it ain't in my pocket. Must be in y'all.
Oh, Lord.
I know who got the money.
Who got the money?
You know where I'm at. I got to take a page out. And I hate to do this, but I'm going to take a page out 57 book, you know.
Uh-oh.
I got to, man. I'm your. Hey, listen. I'm your pen pal today, bro. If it ain't the cow, if we ain't talking capital cats, we ain't talking hockey, bro. For real.
There
okay.
you go,
that's,
my
that's
man.
Cause
that's my
the,
man.
Because
that's the only.
We might have to move on because they're not here.
Oh, man.
Listen,
y'all. All right.
Listen.
They are here, though. They are here.
No, Vegas Knights. Nice,
yeah.
Oh, the Vegas Knights. Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Derek Holmes said he thought the Boston Bruins was going to the Cup, but they fell off surprisingly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they are. A lot of people thought that.
What's up, Cuzzo? What's happening? Hey, Cuz, you missed a good party last night. I'm going to say happy birthday to Iris Clarity. Young lady we grew up with in the church. It was her birthday last night. So I went to the VFW, y'all, shook a leg with them for a little while. It was a good time. It was a good time. From one cousin to another one. Tiny Bug. What's happening, Bug?
What's up, Bug?
What's up, Bug?
What's up? Listening to y'all, getting y'all feedback. Y'all ain't gonna believe who I'm going for with the hockey right now, though.
Okay, who you going for?
I'm gonna keep it at home and going with them Hurricanes.
I'm gonna ride with my home team, man.
Ain't nothing else out there for me.
Okay. That's what's up. We can cheer you on that. You know. Caps let us all down, man. Caps let us all down. The one team we all agree on ain't doing Nathan right now. The one team that we all like ain't doing Nathan right now. So, hey, that's just the way we
all Nathan at all.
But
I'm like Marcus. I'm keeping my guns in my holster. I ain't even pulling them out for this.
I said Maple Leaf.
But we agree on them. They're going to be all right, man. Watch what I tell you. The Mets going to be all right this year, man.
We all agree on that also.
They might be young, but we're going to all agree on the Nets, too. You already know that.
Kang already got me lighting a candle for the Wizards. Talking about everything good. We going to be all right. Singing Kumbaya and all that mess, and they done fired the man that we thought was going to be the head of everything, that was going to put everything together.
And you know what?
They had to blame somebody.
We talked about it. Nah, it ain't that they blamed him, Lady T. Like I said when we first talked about it, I think he wanted to do what you wanted to do, big bruh, and they got rid of him for that, which I think Ted Leon said. So I think he wanted to blow the team up, and the owner didn't like it because, like I said, man, we didn't see that coming, man. Ain't nobody see that coming. That was unexpected, man.
Well,
actually, y'all got it.
I guess we're moving on to NBA right now. We're moving on to NBA.
No, not yet. Real quick, though. You know the thesis that I'm gathering from this conversation? Ted Leonsis is a spoiled owner, man. You fired Barry Trotz because he wanted to do his own thing. And you fire Tommy Shepard because he wanted to do his own thing. Come on, bruh.
Okay, I'm going to say this if you don't mind.
Name one owner
that's not spoiled.
Hold on,
you,
wait a minute, 57.
You spending out.
Wait a minute,
57. I'm sorry.
Hold on, one second. One second. Go ahead, Kale.
I forgot what I was going to say. Go ahead, 57.
Go ahead, 57.
I'm sorry, Kale. But look, these all of us spoiled. If you can pay 50-some guys $230 million or whatever, you know what the salaries are there. You got a whole lot of money. Everybody, everything is at your beck and call. They all spoil. Some of them just let it come out where we just see it in the public and they don't give a crap. Jerry Jones, Snyder.
He ain't lying.
Basically,
he ain't lying.
You know, that's just the way
it
is.
But you know what, bro? And look what happens to them owners that you name. The team always fall down. Every time.
Yeah,
that's
true.
That let the GM run it like they supposed to, you see them stay on top. So they need to change their way.
Who the people used to own San Francisco? Look how they had that disarray set.
Yeah.
But they got it together, though.
They got it together.
They letting the GM run the GM situation. What he's supposed to be doing.
Yep.
The owner laid back. He knew. He saw what was going on. You know what I'm saying? He saw it.
I think with Dan Snyder, he was around when Jack Kent Cook had Washington as winner, and he wanted that same attaboy kudos. Dan is the greatest because everybody in D.C. loved Jack Kent Cook. I'm telling you, as a young man sneaking into the games, you saw, like I said before, politicians, governors, senators, policemen, drug dealers, criminals. You saw everybody at the Washington game in RFK together. Dan Snyder wanted to try to make it that, but his meddling instinct took over, and that's why we say the owner that we saw him be, it was not a winning owner. It was not a winning owner. Dude, if you're going to listen, when I hire somebody to come and fix the plumbing, I let them fix the plumbing. I'm not asking them about air conditioning and refrigeration because as a contractor that goes to people's homes, I tell people all the time, you get somebody in your house, talking about they can fix this, fix that, fix this, show them the door. Show them the door. Because there are too many intricate parts that go to doing one skill, whether it be plumbing, air conditioning, electrical, whatever. There are too many parts that are easy to miss if you're not concentrated on that one. People ask me all the time, can you fix a sink? Yeah, in my house, not in yours. Not in yours.
This ain't
pool time, man.
This is a sports show.
You about to get muted for real. This is Kale's Corner, man. Why do I have to remind you every week that this is Kale's Corner? Come on, big boy. Hey, big boy. Let's jump that damn,
big boy. What's up, big boy?
Big boy, what's up with you, big bro? Good to hear from you, champ.
Yes, it
what's
is.
What's up, big boy?
Not much. What was happening?
You sounding great,
man. Big daddy's a boy.
Yes, sir.
Glad to be here, man. Glad to be here. You know, 57, what's up, man?
What's
on, what's man?
Up, buddy?
Hey, you know, you are hype about Joey Porter.
Yeah, he hyped about Joey Porter. Yeah, he hyped about him.
It's oh, yeah.
Over, yeah, he's split over and everything else.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, he is.
My man.
Yeah, but,
come on,
hey,
man. You got it. You got it.
Yeah. I'm
it's just nice hearing your voice, bro.
No doubt.
I'm
no doubt.
We're going to be all right with it. We're going to be all right.
Yes, yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Yeah.
And you're... I don't know if you heard it or not. I don't know if you heard me or not, but your niece get ready to have that second baby, boy. Yeah, that bad. I will be. I'm that baby pop pop. I'm that baby pop pop. Yeah, that bad. Yeah. So yeah, man. Good things. Good things. Good things. All right, y'all. That's the NHL. You know, we're gonna jump into the. NBA, we're going to jump into the NBA right after this quick commercial break. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back. Yeah, yeah.
This generation rules the nation with version. Feel the answer to the food of love.
How does it feel when you got no food? My co-host.
Stop dancing,
girl,
sis.
I heard her laughing. Like, I knew somebody was going to be laughing. And that's all. That's
hey.
All right.
I love it, bro.
Kirby,
I love it.
Yeah. Oh, you love that one, Marcus?
I love it, bro.
Hey, listen. Part of Marcus and I discussing yesterday was trying to find a song to play at the beginning of the show. And Marcus told me, hey, bruh, that's too old, man. You got to stop playing all that old you-know-what music, bruh. I was like, man, we like to hit. We like to throw back. Marcus was like, yeah, man, but it's newer songs, bruh. So I'm glad that I got your approval there, my man Marcus. All right, y'all.
Dang, Marcus will make me feel old. I almost asked for some Delphonics one day.
Hey, man, look at here.
That's way
yeah,
back in the arsenal.
Don't ask Marcus, because Marcus asked me, he said, hey, you got that Scarface, blah, blah, blah. I was like, man, I only had that in my library. He's like, man, see, you got to get up to the times, kid.
I don't think you can play the Scarface on here. Can you play Scarface?
You can't take. Yeah, they have the clean version. They do have
okay.
The clean version. Yeah.
Okay.
NBA finals, y'all. The conference semifinals. We have Miami and New York tied 1-1. We have Philly and Boston tied 1-1. We have Denver 2-0 over Phoenix. And we have the Lakers 1-0 over Golden State. Philly and Boston. I expected Boston to win last night because Boston is a premier team. Let's just keep it 100. Boston is a premier team. And that Boston is another example of all the coach has to do is roll the basketball on the floor. Them boys know what they got to do. But I did not expect Boston to win this game and hold Philly under 100 points. I mean, it was like, to me, y'all, it was like I was watching old school basketball again. Boston clamped down on Philly last night. They clamped down on them boys. And I was talking to Cap, and Cap say, well, Embiid messed their game up. Embiid really messed their game up because and I noticed this as well, the ball got stagnant with him in the lineup because Embiid wants to touch or has to touch the basketball every offensive possession. When Harden and Maxey and Harris were the features, that ball moved fluidly, and Boston couldn't keep up with them. So I'm asking, if you guys were the coach, Doc Rivers, would you think about maybe possibly sitting or not giving Embiid? And I know Embiid just won MVP and all of that, as he set out to do. But I think I would cut back on his time. If you want to win this series versus Boston, I think I would cut back on his playing time because he slows them down. It's more like he gets in the way. Am I the only one that saw that?
Well, what I think is he was coming back. He didn't get to play. That's why he had a lot of mistakes last night also. He had to get a little bit of rust off of him. But I don't think he's going to play like that when they get back to Philly with that crowd behind him. I think it's going to be a different story. And I'm glad that Doc did play him because regardless, when he came back, that's the type of game you was going to see with him. He's not going to play like that for the rest of the series. He was fumbling the ball. He lost the ball a lot. He did a lot of mistakes last night that Embiid don't do. Now, I didn't see him do some stuff.
I think that's just how he played. That's just how he played because missing one game and then you got to get reacclimated, like, that makes no sense. But to me, he's just a ball hog. He want to be a big-ass guard. Mm. Excuse my French, but he want to be a guard at most times. He want to be a guard. Like, you too big for that. And I understand when me and Tang had this conversation, like, he good up there, but he good off the pick and roll up there. Like, when they pick and roll him up there, and he up at the top, and then he rolls to the bottom. Like, he good at doing that, but he wanna take the ball out. I mean, when they take the ball out and they throw him the ball, instead of him throwing the ball back to the guard, he wanna dribble the ball all the way up and try to take it all the way up to the – you too big for that. Stop it. Give it to the guard and let them do the pick and roll off of you. And it's there all night. You're the biggest person out on the floor 9 times out of 10. You're the biggest person out on the floor. Hit them with the pick and roll every time it's going in. Every single time it's there. It's right there for you. You're bigger than everybody on Boston team. Everybody on the team. Nobody can match up with him. But he want to be out. He want to be a god. He just want to be a god. I don't know why he want to be a god, but he want to be a god. And he's too big for that.
Well, I put a lot of it on Doc Rivers. And the reason I do that is because you had a team that on the first game, without Embiid on the floor, they won the game. It was a close game, but they won the game. And Harding had a great game. But then, as Sis said, you bring Embiid, and Tang said, you bring Embiid back into the game. Now, he's taking up space in the front that Harding and Maxey have been occupying. So, for me, the coach, if you was going to bring him into the game, you should have let him sit on the bench, Let Harding and Maxey get into their flow of the game. Then bring Embiid in. But like, you know, the both, like I said, like both of them said, Tang and Sis, you know, what you don't do during the beginning of during the year, what you don't do, it's hard to start doing that in the playoffs because everything's amped up. Your weaknesses have been picked out, have been exposed by through film and everything every night, all night long. Embiid needs to learn how, if he go down low, he's going to get his touches. He's going to get his touches. But if you want that team to occupy and to run well, you need to get James Harding into his flow. No matter what it is, you need to get him going first and then let Embiid get his thing going. But Embiid, like Sis said, trying to be the point guard and the center, you can't do it.
Mm-hmm. Breaking news, y'all.
Come on with the
breaking
news. Come on with the breaking news.
Budenholzer, who's a, however you say his name, for the Milwaukee Bucks, has been fired. The coach for 5 years. They fired him just now. They just fired him.
Let's go with it. Let's go with it.
We don't need him.
Getting. I like
we don't need him.
You know why? Yes, we do, because Budenholzer does not mind getting in the star player or bench player. He don't mind getting in anybody's face and telling them what they're doing wrong and how to correct.
Yeah.
We
he
need
should
that.
Have got in
need
and Giannis' face and said, listen, you don't need
that's
to play.
Right,
you can do some load management right now because we already got the number one seed. He played that boy until he played him out, and then when the playoffs came, he ain't have nothing left. He was up. Come on, man. We don't need this guy.
Well, Giannis and Embiid both fell victim to the same type of coaching. The people are screaming for them. People want to see Giannis playing. So if Giannis say he can go, they're going to let him go. Same with Embiid. If
that's what
says I can go, because I'm like, Tree, dude, you only sat out one game. What do you need to reacclimate yourself to?
Right.
Drinking the Gatorade?
Nah.
I'm
know,
not
some
saying
players,
not play him in the game, but I'm just saying you just came off. Your number one guy in the first game was Harden, and everybody was in a flow, like Tang was saying. So I'm just saying, let them be sit and watch the game and let them get into their flow, then bring him in.
Yeah,
when they put him in the game and he just wasn't there. He messed things up.
He did. Yeah. He did. You won't see that again, though. He did mess things up, though.
No, you
but
won't.
But he had to get that out of him. You had to get that out of him. Because if he would have went to Philly, it would have happened there.
But let me just say this. If it was – okay, so Kobe – I'm just going to use Kobe. Kobe sit out one game, come back. He not having no terrible game like that. He not throwing. He not turning the ball over. He not losing the ball. He not
you
throwing
can't
out
put Kobe
not,
up just there.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
You got to put these guys in. You got to put.
Hold on, but I'm just.
I feel you, lady. Too,
but he. Listen,
but
I can't put him in there with Kobe. Let me tell you why. He want to be that guy. Like, he keep begging everybody, I'm that guy. I'm that. He mad that he ain't getting the recognition. He mad. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's showing his ass that he not that person. Now that we giving you the ball, you turning it over. You don't know what to do with it. You want to be the guard. You want to do this. You want to do that. And then you making all the wrong mistakes. So,
I just don't
put these guys. You can't have it both ways, period.
The Kobe and Michael and Iverson, them type of guys, even though Iverson said practice, we know when Iverson was out there, he gave 2,000%. I just don't what you're saying right there, I just don't put that with none of these guys I done watched in the last 15 to 20 years. I just don't give it
to
them.
Can we put him with Shaq?
No.
Okay.
No.
Who can we compare him to? He's not in the boat all by himself.
No, he ain't by himself. But you can see them the echelon guys. You can't put him with the echelon guys. You can put
him
with the A-list guys.
Dwight Howard. Measure him with Dwight Howard.
I'm measuring him with coming back, what she talking about. I ain't measuring him with the play or none of that. All these guys, even Kevin Durant, when they come back, they don't give you the game that they played the night before. I mean, two nights before, if they didn't set out for a game and they was hurt, they don't come back and give you that. They got to get themselves worked in. I'm just saying, all the guys that's right now, that's who I'm giving you. The guys that I'm watching right now, he's just like the rest of them.
But that's what
all
I'm saying. You're not nothing. He's not nothing then. He's not nothing because these guys ain't nothing.
We already know that. They're not nothing to what you want him to be, but he is something because he won the MVP. So he did something.
Yeah, because he begs everybody for it. He begged for it.
No, his actions, his play got him that lady, T.
Hey,
he ain't begging for it.
I agree with this on he begged for it, thanks.
Okay.
I agree with that.
I'm not saying.
Like a little girl when he didn't win it 2 years ago.
From the beginning of the season, everybody else on Philly was talking about a championship. And B was talking about MVP, bro. That's all.
And guess what? If you pull up his stats, he the first center that did what Kareem did. He deserved it. He made his play better. Look at all. I'm just going by what his numbers is. That's all we can go by.
I understand what you're saying. But a real MVP, make everybody everybody else around them better. He don't make everybody else around him better. To me, that's just to me. These are my words. This is how I feel about him. He don't make everybody else around him better.
If he wasn't on that team, they wouldn't be where they are right now. That's all I can say. No,
they
would not. No, sir.
On what they based the MVP on now, I'm not going to argue with him having it. I don't like the fact that he got it, but he got it. I'm not going to argue with it. I can't put it up against what the guys yesteryear did. They did it in their time. He did it
in
his time. That's the way the NBA is right now. So he got it.
I believe that, too.
He got it.
I believe that.
Do I think he should have gotten it over Jokic? No.
I'm not disagreeing with you about his stats. That's not what it is.
Say that again, 57. He shouldn't have got it over who?
Do I think he should have got it over Joker? No. Joker taking his team to the championship, and they got the best record in the West. I don't think he should have gotten it over Joker. I think this thing was based on the fact that they needed to give it to Embiid.
And guess what, 57?
Stats is better than Joker, though.
We're going to see stats is better than Joker this year, and we both going to see them two centers in the championship. That's who I said. No, I'm just saying when you said Joker make his team better, Embiid makes the 76ers better. Believe that. Because you just seen plenty of nights that if it
when
wasn't for
when
him
the Joker out,
the game.
When the Joker
when the
is
Joker
out of the game, nine times out of ten they lose that game.
Pull it up right now.
I've been paying attention to him.
When Embiid's out, they always
lose. For 17 games, Philly went 12-5 with Embiid out, bro.
Okay,
Philly
pull
went
up Joker.
12-5. Joker,
pull up
I don't know the actual number of games that Joker missed.
They went.
But when he wasn't there,
that's why they stayed.
Denver
that's
was
why
not
stayed
the same
front.
Team.
That's what he said. None of them are. Neither one of the teams are the same team without none of them in there.
Well, Philly looked like
I think Denver's
team
a better team.
Bro.
Well, Denver might be a better team. I'm not discussing that. I was just discussing who should have won the MVP and why he won it. That's all I was discussing. I ain't discussing who was the better team. I said them two teams going to be in the championship. Now, I don't know who's going to win. I just believe them two teams, them two top centers, going to be in the championship because both of them make their team who they are.
Okay.
That's why I think you're wrong. I don't think Philly going to be in the championship. I don't think they're going to come out. I say it again. Doc Rivers can't coach himself out of a paper bag. They will not win. They will not play for the title.
Who coming out the East then? Who you got coming out the East?
Right now, Tank, I'm gonna say it's between Boston and New York. That's what I'm going to say.
New York.
That's what I'm going to say.
New York
in trouble
with Miami. Yeah, they might be in trouble. New York
Jimmy
might be in trouble messing with Miami. Yeah.
Without Jimmy Butler.
Well.
Yeah, without Jimmy Butler.
I don't think so. I think them boys with DeAndre, with a what's the name back in the game now, I think they ready to roll. I think we're going to see something from the Knicks, like Stephen A. said, that we haven't seen in a long time. And I think they're going to end up playing for the Eastern title. And they're going to end up playing Boston. And old Cross Eyes, they're going to end up, he's going to get out-coached. I'm telling you.
Cross eyes.
Well, y'all call what's his name, Thumbhead or Thumbtack Head, whatever y'all call him.
Thumbhead.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Kale's Corner be coming up with some names for these coaches. He called that Bama Cross Eye.
Look at him when he look into the camera.
He do look like Zeus. He do look like Zeus, though.
Let me ask y'all about this Lakers and Golden State game. Do you guys really think the Lakers are going or have the endurance to outlast Golden State? Do you guys see the Lakers outlasting them without referee assistance?
I think all the star players on both teams are getting old, and you can see it on the court. Because I watched the Golden State shoot too many threes. They shot 50-something threes, 10 more than what they – because they relying on that three. Don't get me wrong. They can shoot it.
Mm-hmm.
But that is not a smart game playing against a team that's bigger than you. Because Anthony Davis is getting all the rebounds. The tallest guy the Golden State have is Looney, and he's 6'9". Like I said from the beginning, Golden State's just too small, and now that they're getting older and – They too small to me. I said that from the beginning. I don't care what type of game Anthony Davis has, 31, then go to 16, 31, then go to 15. He's going to dominate the middle of them in every game.
Well, Anthony Davis only 6'10". I mean, that's just an inch.
I think he's way taller than 6'10". I think that's a lot. He's standing by Looney, but when he's standing by Looney, man, Looney don't even. He, I don't.
That's because Looney be hunched over. Looney be hunched over like
but,
a hunchback.
But, hey,
like
he's got
that hunchback.
Well, then he need to straighten up. Somebody better bend him back upright, because that 6'9" that he at is not gonna get it, and he the tallest one on the team. That's the same height as LeBron.
Well,
I watch Harden more, dog, than the boys.
First of all, you gotta hope and pray Anthony Davis makes it through the whole series, because we know he and Embiid will fall, and he'll fall on his left leg, and his right leg will be injured. You know what I mean? So
watch him do it in the last series, and he came back and surprised me. And I just believe he gonna play right through all this. I just believe he's gonna play right through all that.
So you got the Lakers winning.
I said the Lakers was gonna win this when we first started talking about it on Tuesday. I said Golden State is too small for them.
Well, I'm gonna stick with what I started out with. I think what happened in this game is that Darvin Ham made the adjustment that the coach Mike Brown never made. Mike Brown allowed Stephon Curry to go to the middle, one hand, lay it in, float it, do whatever he want to. Darvin Ham didn't allow that to happen. I think one thing I do agree with Tang with, I do, after the game they played in the seventh game to beat the Kings, they didn't have the stamina for the first game of this next game, and the Lakers were ready. If Steve Kerr can come up with a better idea, and if they run the court like they're supposed to, I think they'll beat the Lakers tonight, and that they can – it's going to go seven, but I think the Golden State still going to pull this out. I don't believe LeBron can bring it every night like he's bringing – like he's trying to bring it. And can Anthony Davis stay off his knees – on his knees long enough to go seven games? And I don't think that he can do that. That's why I don't believe what – you know, I disagree with Tang on that.
Mm. Great points. Great points. I'm with 57, though. I just don't have faith in Anthony Davis being able to finish the series. I mean, one game, two games at least. I see the Lakers saying, damn, we need him. Damn, if we'd had Davis, this would have been different. And then you got to add it to the fact that even sometimes with Davis on the floor, he's not all day. He's not all day with sometimes on the floor. So, you know, this series, seriously, is weighing on Anthony Davis's play more than LeBron. Because, like you said, Tank, Looney can't really handle Anthony Davis. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. he did with Memphis. He can't really – when Anthony Davis is Anthony Davis. But you got – it's almost like LeBron got to spend as much time being a cheerleader and promoting these guys and being a booster seat than a player. And when that happens – when you have players that you have to constantly get behind and encourage and boost, man, your message becomes stale. You know what I'm saying? And these guys revert back to who you don't want them to be more times than not. This series to me is really dependent on Anthony Davis. He has to show up. He has to show up, man. He has mm-hmm. to.
Well, he's been showing up every other game. But
yeah.
You gotta understand. So when he showed up every other game in the last series against Memphis, you gotta understand he was going with the defensive player of the league. Golden State don't have that, man. Looney is not that guy.
What has Memphis?
See, that's
where
you're saying you got him. That's what I'm sorry.
What has Memphis won? Memphis was
it ain't what they want. It's what I'm not talking about what they want. I'm talking about the defensive player Jackson, what he's do, the type of player he is. He's
yeah,
not
Jared
scared
Jackson.
To bang with you. That's what I'm talking
mm-hmm.
about.
Yeah.
I ain't worried about what they want. I'm just talking about the type of player he is. He's a great player.
Sooner or later, experience comes into play, Tank. Experience comes
well, see, the
King,
play,
that's why the Lakers beat them. I agree with you on that. I definitely agree with you on that.
Now, one thing I do see, Tang.
They paid them refs off. Because they had some bad calls. There were some bad calls.
I do see them beating Looney up on the inside. I agree with Tang on that. The Lakers got too many big men that they can put out there, and they wearing Looney
mm-hmm.
down.
Yeah.
So I can see it from that aspect. I can see it from
they
that aspect.
Michael.
As far as
they need to play Jermichael, though, they need to play Jermichael. The Warriors got Jermichael Green. Like, what's wrong with playing him? Get that man, and he is a good player.
Cause he's so on, he's iffy. You don't know what he's gonna give you any night.
The only reason why he's iffy is because he don't get a chance to get in there and get acclimated like y'all be saying about everybody else. He gotta get in.
Yeah, but some people you just ain't got confidence in.
When they put him in there, Lady T, they got him in there to shoot threes. He's not going down in the paint to bang with nobody.
No.
He's 6'9".
He needs to get down in the paint.
I feel you. But he's not. He hasn't done it in none of his career. We ain't never seen
right.
that man
yep.
bang. Seen him be a
right.
shooter. So in this series, he's not going to start that game if he never did it.
Come on and shoot, then.
Well,
we need you out here to shoot and get some something.
He did. He banged a couple of threes in that game, but like I said, they shot too many of them. They shot 50, over 50 threes, man. It was 26% for shooting threes, man. You, and don't get me wrong, they are the best three-point shooting team in the league still to this day. But that's not going to win it against this LeBron and Lakers team after they've made these trades, man. I'm just telling you, that's not going to win the game.
How many free throws did they miss in the first game?
And that's the thing.
I want neither one of them to win. That's probably why I feel the way I feel. I don't deserve to be there.
That's the main thing, 57. The Warriors never took it to the hole to get fouled. They shot 53s, bro. They stayed on the outside. You got to go in that paint. And let me tell you why they scared to go in the paint. Because AD is getting 5 blocks a game. He destroying everybody in the paint from the last series to this series.
Because LeBron had tore his butt up. LeBron went on him so hard on that sideline. He said, if somebody get through here, it's going to be me and you after the game. That's right.
He's defending the rim. He's defending the rim.
Yeah.
And he's getting all the rebounds.
And you notice that he ain't been on the top no more like Embiid. Like he normally would stay at the top. Now he in the paint where he need to be, and that's a good thing.
Yes, sir. That boy only shot like 1-3. He only shot like 1-3 in the latest game. He not because like you say, LeBron. They told him, look, dog, you're the big guy out here. Stay down in the paint.
So hey, real quick, y'all, real quick. Hate to switch lanes like this, but Miami and New York. This seems to be the most interesting series going on right now to me. To me, because you see Fugazi
in that last game, because in that last game, they was in the Mecca. Hey, dog, I saw so many terrible calls on Miami in that last. You go look at the last 6 minutes in the fourth quarter, pull it up, and you tell me whether it's a Fugazi. They knew
even
Miami
Jimmy
was going to beat
them. That was some BS.
They knew Miami was about to beat them again. Man, I saw them.
They
swallowed it.
Yeah, I saw Jimmy Butler over there waving his hands like, man, get out of here. All right, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and like Tank said, that last 6 minutes of the fourth quarter was suspect. How long is Jimmy Butler going to be out? Do anybody know that?
I don't know, but I heard them say he might be out again. Yeah, they said he might
be
out again. But that could be gamesmanship just to throw them off too. You know how they do, because they going back to Miami.
Right.
I don't have Jimmy Butler sitting down tonight. I really don't. I think they just throwing that up there, blowing some smoke.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
They're gonna announce whether or not he plays right before the game. So won't nobody know until right before the game.
You know what that means.
Exactly.
Anybody got anything to say on this Denver Phoenix? Because Phoenix scored 100 points the first game, but this second game, Phoenix only scored 87 points. Now, Denver only scored 97, but 88 would have won the game.
10 more than them.
Exactly. 88 would have won the game.
Yeah, I think Phoenix.
Do you think they done?
I think they done. They might sweat.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time before you see Kevin Durant sitting at the Lakers Golden State game watching.
ready to get
like
drafted
Kyrie
for next year by one of them, huh, 57? I'm
like
you.
Yeah. See, who I'm going to next year?
Hey, Kyrie was at the Lakers game. He showed enough words. He's sitting on the
front row.
Speaking of somebody going to somebody else next year, the Memphis Grizzlies decided to cut Dylan Brooks.
Did they?
Not just cut him, but disrespect. affect him on the way out with a statement that we don't see you returning to Memphis under any circumstances. That's what they put out there. And I think that that was wrong. That was disrespectful.
Yes.
I mean, and people are saying, well, it's because of what he said about LeBron. Man, LeBron doesn't play for Memphis.
They
really saying that. It's because of his comments on LeBron.
That's terrible.
I think Dylan Brooks was just the scapegoat for this Memphis team.
Exactly. There you go.
Just the scapegoat. You know? Because I rarely do I agree with Shannon Sharp on anything. But Shannon Sharp said they threw it all on Dylan Brooks' feet, but they're completely ignoring the real problem with their team.
And they can't address the real problem. They don't gave the real problem too much money and too much power. Now they can't address it. So he had to be the scapegoat. They couldn't say Jay Morant was their main problem. So they had to make him the problem.
That's terrible.
Yeah. From night to night, you got Dylan Brooks covering Durant. You got Dylan Brooks covering Curry. You got Dylan Brooks covering all the top scorers from the other team. And you cut this man like that and say you don't see under any circumstances him coming back to your team, disrespectful. Go ahead, Kane.
Yeah. All I got to say about that is, like you said, totally disrespect. And I think what they just did by doing that, that man going to end up with a team on the West that's still in these finals right now, and he's going to eat them up every year. He's going to eat them up every year, whoever team he get on. That's just what I believe going to happen now. Because he's going to have something against them.
I'm going to say it like this.
Golden State, that's your perfect Draymond Green replacement. That's your perfect Draymond Green replacement. Seriously.
No, they're going to try to blackball. I'm telling you. Y'all heard it right here from me first. They're going to try. Ain't nobody going to pick them up. Watch what I tell you. They're going to try to black. And even if they do pick them up, they ain't going to play them as much. He's just going to fall right on off. Like in a minute, y'all, ain't nobody going to – everybody going to be saying, what happened to Dylan Brooks? Whatever happened to Dylan Brooks? Because you can't go against LeBron like that. You just can't. Like, he the face of the NBA. You can't talk S-H-I-T about him and think you're going to get away with it. I'm telling you. Lady T, all you saying in short,
Lady T, he'll be a wizard next year. Because IT is NBA purgatory. We are where players go to die. He'll be a wizard next year. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Oh, nobody else want Dylan Brooks. Let's go ahead and grab him up for the wizard. Not saying I wouldn't like that. We are the team that's normally the ones that say, forget it. I'm going to bite that apple. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm with you. I was getting ready to say, and if he was to come, I'm with it. He come on over here.
He
played the toughest person on everybody's team.
Yes.
He played a big person
and
on everybody. And
give them problems.
And give them problems.
Yep.
Man, all that, man, if they really, like you said, he was, and I'm with you too, 57, he was a scapegoat, whoever said that. But I just believe that the league is just, they just wrong for that one right there, man, because ain't no way you're going to say just by talking a little bit of trash, just because, you know, I'm going to get rid of him. That's what sports is about. Everybody talk trash.
Exactly.
If y'all go listen to what they said,
they even wrote it down in statements that That is why they released him. That's why they're not picking up his option. That's why they're not going to re-sign him, because of what he said to LeBron and how he disrespected. They're trying to say how he disrespected the team. So it's like all y'all saying, they're using him as a scapegoat. And yeah. I'm telling you that he's going to be blackballed.
I hope he don't, because he's a tough guy. He's a tough guy.
I hope he does. Because he's going to come to the Wizards. He's going to come to the Wizards. And go ahead.
Don't be surprised if LeBron don't grab him up if they can't get my man Green. Because Green, I thought Green was probably going to end up over there once the Golden State Warriors once their season was up. But don't be surprised if LeBron don't go grab him. That's the type of stuff LeBron do. He'd be like, man, go get him right there. Because I know he's going to get that deep. He's going to try to win the game.
That has been said. That has been said that Dylan Brooks will wind up with the Lakers next year.
Yeah, he's going to wind up in that. I can believe it.
Yeah.
Man, I'm so tired of hearing about LeBron James.
Oh, man. You might as well get untied, because they're going
to
keep talking about that, man.
Yeah, they are.
That 38-year-old man out there balling.
Hey, man, he is. All right, fine. All right, I ain't taking that from him.
This is more on Memphis than LeBron. This is more on Memphis than LeBron. Because, again, I can't say it enough that the move they made and threw everything at that man's feet, like, he wasn't the one in the car with the entourage when the red beam was pointing out the window. He wasn't the one. That his mom
in the club holding up the gun on Instagram.
Yeah. He didn't do none of that. So y'all just going to ignore all
of it. Exactly.
He the one that told him to slow down.
When Ja Morant wasn't in the game, him and Bane, they was the ones that and Jackson, they was that three that kept them afloat, and he was that defensive guy. So I'm just Memphis just I can't believe them.
Back 3 years ago, they gave that man $35 million. So he all right.
And he put up
16, almost 18 points every game. Every game. He gave you 18 points. So
I get what you're saying about he's all right financially, but he's an athlete, man. He wants to play.
No, that's what I'm saying. Somebody's going to get him.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wizards? I ain't going to get him. Big bro, keep saying
Wizards. Yeah, man.
I know, that's for Andy. Hey. He's only 27 years old.
He's a young guy. And let me tell you something. Memphis messed up by doing that. They're not going to get nobody that's going to fill that spot.
Nope.
Wish for the Wizards that we don't get any of these bums that are already on teams somewhere. That we go out here and build our stuff up from the bottom, because we already at the bottom. Get that 7'1" center that's coming out of college that can dunk, dribble, shoot threes, can run up and down the court, do it. Just build our team up from the bottom and go ahead and suffer through those first 3 years of building your team up until you get to that point. Stop whining about we ain't winning right now, because we ain't got what it takes to win right now.
Hey, but we've been suffering 4 years.
I've been hearing you crying too much.
Because we keep doing the wrong thing.
I've been hearing you crying too much about these centers shooting threes. But you just said you want somebody to come in here to center to shoot threes, control the ball.
Come on, man.
So what do you want, my brother?
Contradiction.
Hey, bro, hold on. I have to go with the way we playing the game now. We're not playing the game the way I like to see it played. So if I want my team to win, I gotta play it the way the game is being played. Everybody getting a big center who can shoot three-pointers, dribble, dunk, do everything but win a championship. Anyway,
Marcus?
What'd you say,
Marcus? Hey, man, did you just say that?
Yeah, Marcus, I just said it.
Yeah, he said.
Holy camoli. I was about to say something. Did you just say that?
Yeah,
did
man.
Hey, Cal, did you hear it? Did you hear that? He let go of the brick.
I heard.
He let go of that brick.
He let the brick go.
That brick. Hey, I need you to let go of that brick too, Cal.
No, I will not.
No,
I will not either.
The women.
I will not.
The women's already. We already have a 7-footer that shoot three. We already have that.
No. I'm not saying that. I don't agree with him completely, but I'm talking about just the style of the game, how the game developed. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I agree totally with that.
He went on and came on over today. I said he came on over today.
Did you hear that?
I heard him. He came over today. Yes, sir.
Amen.
You do complain about big men that shoot threes. So for you to come out and say,
I do.
The Wizards need to get a big man to shoot threes, that is kind of amazing, bro.
Yeah. Amazing.
Hey, man. If we're going to get one that's going to shoot threes, let's get the best one. And Porzingis is not the best one.
I know that's
right.
Yeah, well, we ain't
just not young no more.
I'm tired of almost good. I want good.
Almost good.
I'm tired of doing the best you can. I want to get out there and win.
Well,
yeah, I feel you with that. I kind of like whatever Marlboro you was working on today. I like it. Stick with it. That's the Marlboro. That's the one.
that joint
enlighten your mind, bro. You are enlightened today.
Hey, listen, that's the NBA talk. We gotta play this one in honor of 57. 563-999-3782. Because he rocked this funky joint.
And we don't have a lot of
time to get funky and radical hip as I get to the point. Rock this funky joint. Wait a sec. The teacher's got to check the intellect, but some accept and then give you it. But give you what? The visa or the chief I often come to fix it up. But must I be just enough to manifest the fabric mathematics like me that of the attic. Rock the place, attract the static, and that's your rocket to my concept. And I got to stand for this. For this why civilize this hip hop rhyme from a black mind. To kicking it to you all the time. Fight alarm. You like a more a peace sign. Represent my way of life and be that of Islam. I take my time before I manifest the rhyme. Sharp and accurate.
Rock this funky joint. All right, y'all. Big NFL talk.
And that was something to put out right there. Four righteous teachers. Now, I've never heard that one on here.
I want you guys to tell me, if you can, I know this short notice, but who on your squad was drafted or either picked in the undrafted rounds that you like? What player was picked and what position was he picked that you like? You gonna start a tree? Oh, okay, go ahead, tree.
Javon Hargrove from the Eagles, defensive tackle. I liked him with the Eagles. Like the pass rush that he does, I need somebody to get at that quarterback, and he seems to be that guy. All the film that they showed, he was tearing quarterbacks up. So that's what I like. Even when my kids were small and they played on the little league, I was that mom on the sideline saying to my kids and the other little kids, I was like, if they get across this line, I'm gonna tear your head up. You better let nobody get across this line. You better light they up, okay? Light them up. When they come to the ball, put Adam. And that's him. That's him. That's our Hall Great Clay. Yeah.
Now,
ain't no Dagmar left. Ain't no Dagmar.
We are all we are all witnesses to why Therese was no longer allowed at the little
and that's fact.
Damn.
Yeah, you better
tell your what boy.
Yes.
Give me that cowboy, man. Give me that new cowboy you in love with, man.
It's really three of them, but I'm gonna go ahead and name one of them, man.
That's three.
Oh, my God.
Gilmore was a great one. Gilmore was a great one. That corner we got from the coach. That was a great pickup that we got. But I'm going to go with Mozzie Smith, man, that defensive tackle. We needed that. We needed that bad.
Okay.
I keep telling you, because I watched how the Philadelphia Eagles built that defensive lineup. That's why I was saying I was glad that we was getting, when you were saying something, when you did the mock draft, big bro, I was happy that we was looking at all them defensive people and the guys that can fill that middle up, run stoppers. And we got somebody in the middle that can play that nose guard, be that run stopper, man. He gonna be tough, man. He's going to be tough.
Okay. Come on, Pittsburgh. Give it to me.
Hey, we really did good in the draft this year. I love it. But one player that really I like that we picked up was Donnell Washington as a tight end. We're going to need him out of Georgia. We're going to need him because we're getting back to our old style of running the football, tight ends blocking, throwing to our tight end. And now quarterback got two people on both sides. He can throw the ball to. We're going to surprise a lot of people this year, but it's going to be tough. We need a couple of more people, but it's going to be tough. But that's what I like.
Okay. Come on, Marcus. Come on, Marcus.
Why you do that?
Oh,
why you do that, bro?
Stop, listen, I know you pick who I like, but come on with it.
So check this out. I'm not even going to say who we going to say. I'm not even going to say Emmanuel Forbes. I'm not even going to say. I'm going to leave the corners alone, right?
Okay.
I'm
going
to leave the corners alone because they speak for themselves, my brothers. And I'm sorry. Now, I like one of the undrafted free agents. His name is Kashmir Allen, and he from UCLA, and he going to smoke your boots. He going to smoke your boots, I promise you. And he going to put a nice big old grin that I'm talking about on Kale's face.
That's what I'm talking about.
That whole joke that he be saying. Yeah, he going to have that Kool-Aid smile on his face, Kashmir Island. I promise you that.
Okay.
Hold on.
007.
Yeah.
Hold on.
007. Hey, what up, y'all? Sorry, I got caught in traffic. Hey, look. Hey, I hope you're right, Marcus, but I got to pick Forbes 500. Hey, look, 14 interceptions, 6 return for touchdowns. Hey, look. We need game changers, man. Hey, look, we've been looking for a long time. We ain't had nothing like that since Daryl Green. Let's go.
I'm trying to tell you. But I just wanted to leave it alone.
See?
Come on, Gail.
I knew somebody was going to say Forbes and Daryl Green, yeah. Anyway, my pick is our sixth-round pick, number 193, running back Chris Rodriguez Jr., because he's a young powerhouse. And Marcus, to your point, made me really look at this young man's stats and watch the film on him. I love his vision. I love his shiftiness. And I love his passion for those yards. He runs like his tushy on fire. You know what I mean? And he makes it his business to finish every run. Every time he touches that ball, he makes it his business to finish every run. Now, some might say that's how running backs end up injured and this and that and the third. But I think Washington has enough running backs where we're not going to have to put all this on this young man. And when he does come in, he'll be a surprise to other teams as to what he can do. So I'm going to go with the running back. And I like the guy, Kazmir. I like the guy Kazmir as well, because in that kick return game, that dude got vision unbelievable. I mean, I saw film on him where the defense was trying to set up, and he knew where they were going to go before they got there and went the other way. I said, wow, okay. Yeah, he's something special. He is something special.
Game changes.
Yeah. But I'm still holding my thoughts on Forbes and Martin, the cornerbacks. I'm still holding my thoughts on those guys.
Can I piggyback off that, Tails?
The Redskins get to name as many people as they want. They can say what they want.
We haven't been good in the return game, so that sounds intriguing. You know what I'm saying? Because we ain't had return game in a minute.
Right. Yeah. So we get to say his name.
Lamar Betty says he re-signed Lamar, baby.
Oh, man. Hey, look.
Lamar looked like Predator up there on the stage.
That was a good move for Baltimore. Yeah.
I think him and RG3 might be cousins.
I think him and RG3 and Huddy are triplets. No, sir.
No. Nah. Predator 1 and Predator 2.
Nah, bruh.
That's another kind of ugly.
He got
a
face only
your mama could love. She said she likes flowers too.
You
look
like a catfish with braids. Catfish. You know what? 57, to mark your word, this is a sports talk show, not a fashion or how they look show. We don't care if that Bama can have a tongue in the middle of his forehead. If he can play the game and do what we want him done, then we're going to find him a mouthpiece to fit that tongue in the middle of his forehead.
You're right.
And get out there and play ball.
You're right. As long as he keep his helmet on, you're right.
During the interview,
During the interview.
Yeah. Act like you got COVID. Yeah. Keep a mask over your face.
I thought I was done watching Wilding Out.
You ain't done. You came right to the right place. It's Friday Eve, y'all.
Come on. We need another hour on the show. We need to run this thing for 3 hours on Thursdays.
That's like Monday Night Raw.
Hey, Trees, who your pick? Who your pick, Trees?
Yeah.
I said Javon Hargrave and Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Marcus, see, the host and the co-host, they get to name more than one player. But we only got to name one.
I said Javon Hargrave first. I said that first and foremost, and then I said, and everybody else went with this, and then I said, well, let me not leave out Sam Darnold since y'all was adding on people. So I said, let me not leave out Sam Darnold.
Dane got a little more leeway, too, with his call, too, Marcus. That's because he makes Vanilla putting that on, so he got a little leeway. We didn't get that.
I ain't never had none of that banana pudding. And 57, you had a chance to talk. All you wanted to talk about is your one player. You could have named more than one.
I followed the rules. I was obedient, sir. I was obedient. Yeah, who's that dying?
I thought it was you. No, it wasn't me.
I wish I was with whoever that was. Unless it was Kirby.
That wasn't me. That was 007.
What y'all talking about?
Yeah.
Hey, what kind of Marlboros you got?
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So he can't get himself.
You got some Marlboros.
He got that Frankenstein.
Where you be trying?
Yeah. You know what we're talking about.
What about the myrrh? You don't got no myrrh?
007 got his shirt, y'all. How your shirt fit?
Yeah. Oh, it fit perfect with the jacket. You know what I'm saying? I got the kicks. You know what I'm saying? My burgundy gold kicks. But, yeah.
Okay.
That's really clean.
Oh, man.
And y'all,
how
do
you get one of them there shirts?
Let me tell y'all this about 007. 007 is a Washington Commanders fan, and his mother is a diehard. When I say diehard, I mean diehard Cowboys fan.
Beautiful lady.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes. She wanted a blue on blue shirt and made sure I only gave her a blue on blue shirt.
Well,
that's imagine how my
home divide.
My life.
That's a home divide.
My life was tough.
Hey,
your life
my life was tough.
I'm sorry, man. Hey, bro.
Hey,
don't worry, man. You got my support and prayers, man.
Yeah.
Tell her nobody on Kill's Corner is going to hold it against her. We got
nobody.
Dallas fans here. Yeah. We got Dallas
she got
fans
some support.
Here.
She got some support over here.
Nah,
thank you for
that.
Being a friend. For real.
Thank you. Thank
you. Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank supporter.
I got her.
Yeah.
Lou got her. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I almost said something.
Don't almost say it.
Jeez, you make me sick. Yeah, y'all. The running back, Chris Rodriguez, Junior. That's the man, you know. I hope he makes the team, and I hope that he proves them 100% correct. Because in this first round, seriously, I think that's the only person that Irk the Enemy picked. I'm serious. Because Ricky Stromberg, the center, he's small. The guard, Brady Daniels. He's small, you know, so, and every other pick besides the running back was defense. So, you know, I'm good with that. I'm good with that young man, and I can't wait to see what he does.
Bro, I can't believe that you think that Irk the Enemy ain't have nothing to do with every offensive pick on the team.
We got three in the draft, Mark. We only have three, a center, a guard, and a running back. Everybody else is a defense.
But what you're saying is, I know that, but what I'm just saying, you think that he ain't had nothing to do with those offensive players, all of them?
I'm giving him the undrafted player side. I'm saying over that. The Cassius dude that you talk about, Cashmere or whatever. Yeah, that's Irk the Enemy.
You don't think picking two D backs back to back is letting them know that they really trying to shut down the offense? Because we only have one cornerback and safety.
Dog. If you're not tall enough to reach the doorknob, if you're not tall enough to reach the doorknob, you ain't just nothing. You ain't just nothing.
Hey, Kale, I'm going to say this real quick. Kale, we only got five minutes, and you going to do that? We said that. Marcus and I have totally switched tones this season. Marcus is everything going to be all right. Hold on. I'm waiting to see it.
Hey, y'all, I pulled the stats. For Kale. So you can see both of our cornerbacks got the best numbers. They got better numbers than your cornerback from last year. Yeah. What's his name? What's his last name, bro?
Heineke.
Got the bro.
Come on, Diggs.
Man, if you look at the college numbers,
you put college numbers into NFL.
Hold on, don't do that. But just listen, I'm explaining to you. I'm explaining to you one thing. What I'm saying is, when you look at the numbers and what they are able to do, you talking about size and what they can do, like. I'm telling you, that size ain't gonna matter in a minute, and you're gonna see it. You're gonna see what these brothers able to do.
You was better off just saying he a ball hog like Diggs, man. That's what you should have just said. Right. He a ball hog like Diggs.
And on that note, I love y'all so very, 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 very much. And Mom Betty has the last word, and she wants you guys to not forget about the gold medal runner. Her name is Tori Bowie. She passed away at 32 years old, okay? And she wants you guys to keep her family in prayer. But that was online. So, Chang, give us the last word, Chang. Come on with it.
The last word?
Yeah.
Okay, y'all already know. Be safe out there. Pay attention. I love everybody. Sad that this is a Friday show for us on Thursday, but you know we'll all be right back on here next Tuesday from 5 to 7. Can I do one more thing? Because I thought I was going to get the Kale word. Can I get that Kale word? Hey, 57,
you
hey, 57, just say anything. 57, say anything right now.
Yo, what?
You like what? You're about to get muted. You know this is Kale's corner show, right?
Oh, you got me on gun with that one.
That's a good one.
That was a good one, man. Oh, man. And on that note, while we mute everybody, on that note right there, BMV Kale, Lady T, would like to thank all you guys, everybody, Facebook, Instagram, online, on the radio, everywhere. We want to thank all you guys for supporting us here on Kale's Corner. DMV Kale, Lady T, and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. Not as much as tomorrow. Enjoy your week. DMV Kale and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. Our number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. Listen, guys. Don't forget our sick and shut-in people, Kirby, Steve, Hermina, Big Boy Ted, Sheila. And listen, pray for Keela, y'all. She's having the baby today. So pray for her. Ooh, and don't forget Tori Bowie. Tori Bowie, she's passed away at 32 years of age. So you guys, prayers going up for all of those people I just named. And take care of yourself, please, and love somebody. Kale, you have the very last word.
Hey, you love them, they should already know. So I hope everybody under the sound of my voice, online or in the studio, know already how Kale's Corner family feel about you. All right? All right, let's go out with some, let's do a little R.E., you know? Tank, this one for you, man, because you shocked the hell out of me with that one.
Yeah.
Huh, huh. Because I'm ready.
We got enough, fellas. Don't send us no more, please. Sierra, Cheetah. Yeah, Rayshawn, happy birthday, Rayshawn.
Money T. My nigga Bird.
Birthday shit. Bird.
Ooh.
Birthday shit.
Yeah.
Still rocking for twins. Battle Man. Birthday C. Land on the stars, they see. 440 boy.
Yeah.
The lovely Miss Keisha over there celebrating.